This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, colon cancer and how coffee might be beneficial to those with the disease. Recent studies suggest moderate consumption of coffee, 1 to 4 cups a day, may reduce the odds of colon cancer developing or recurring. I talked about the results with Dr. Kavita Dantaretti, an oncologist with Parkland Hospital and an assistant professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center.
What they were looking at was patients who were diagnosed with early stage colon cancer, stage 1, 2, and 3. And patients with stage 3 colon cancer have a higher risk of the cancer coming back. The standard treatment for stage 3 colon cancer is giving about 6 months of chemotherapy. But chemotherapy by itself is not a guarantee. So what they looked at was what factors play a role, and they did a questionnaire on all groups of patients and asked them about coffee consumption during the 6 months when they were going through chemotherapy and about 6 months after the chemotherapy.
Why did coffee consumption come up?
They were looking at other things because there was some speculation about vitamin D levels. So calcium and vitamin D, diet high in fiber, fruits and vegetables, physical exercise leading to like healthy BMI, avoiding obesity. They were looking at all these things, and coffee was one of the things they looked at, I guess, based on some earlier studies where there was some beneficial role. And in this particular study, they found that patients, especially stage 3 colon cancer patients, who had 4 or more drinks of coffee, they had lower risk of the cancer coming back.
How would coffee make a difference?
Scientists have not come up with a particular explanation, but I think one of the things they mentioned was insulin resistance pathways. It somehow helps in tighter glucose control. The other one was coffee may be inducing detoxifying enzymes, and acting as an antioxidant, it was decreasing the risk of the cancer coming back. And they were postulating that chlorogenic acid that is found in coffee, in a caffeine, may actually upregulate tumor suppressor genes, which protect our body against cancer from developing. And they also help with DNA repair. But I think this is all speculation. I think they need to do a lot more research and come up with a reason. But I think if it is something that will pan out, that will be a great thing, because coffee is overall, it makes you feel good.
Do you drink coffee?
I do.
Would it have ever occurred to you, though, to suggest this to your patients?
I would actually not bring it as go drink coffee. But if you're worried that coffee is somehow going to hurt you, I would reassure my patients that we found evidence to the contrary, and it would be okay to drink 2 to 4 cups of coffee. I think if you go beyond that, then you will have other problems like tremors, insomnia, restlessness, withdrawal headache, and dependence.
As you mentioned, you'd never say drink coffee as a way to keep colorectal cancer at bay, certainly not as a first line of defense. But what would you suggest to people?
So I think the basics. One, if they are overweight, try to target a BMI of about 27 or under. That would be one thing. Physical exercise about 3 to 4 times a week with at least 30 to 45 minutes of a combination of cardio and other forms of exercise incorporated. There is some data to suggest that if they have low vitamin D levels, supplementing vitamin D might help. There is also enough data from several studies all across that diet rich in fruits and vegetables will help in preventing cancer. So,
at what point should a person be screened for colorectal cancer?
So screening for colon cancer for someone at average risk, in other words, they don't have a family history of colon cancer and they're otherwise healthy, starts at age 50.
Dr. Dantaretti, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome.